Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Last couple of Saturdays, I've been watching a program. It's called The Ghost Inside My Child. And when I first put it on, I thought it was like a documentary. And it's about these children at a very young age, two or three, as soon as they can speak, talking about memories from a previous time. Some of those memories and some of those children go back to World War II or even earlier. And some of them are very recent. One of the shows I watched recently, one of the kids remembered being alive at the World Trade Center and then dying. So this is about reincarnation. And here's a clip from the LMN TV show. And granted, they're going to try to make it a little more than what it really is, because that's what TV does. But I still think it's fascinating that they're doing a show on it. So this is it's like a trailer for The Ghost Inside My Child.
He told me how he chose this family. He said, I've been watching you. Well, you know there's windows in heaven, Mama.
She couldn't take it. She was so frightened. She was shaking and clinging to me.
She was certain that the building was going to collapse.
And he kept saying, it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. He would sweat, cry, scream. That was far from the worst of it.
It was very upsetting that it kept happening.
I felt completely helpless. It was horrible to watch.
I thought she was having a memory of a past life.
He had to have been on this ship. There's just no way that he would know all these things.
It kind of felt like she was sending me a message.
I still can't explain what happened that day, but I'll never forget it.
Now, when you listen to that, it's a little creepy, and they want you to think that. And those of you that have never looked at reincarnation might be creeped out if this is the first time you've heard about it. Now, if you've gone down that road and you truly believe it, like I do, and many people I know, then it's not a big deal. It becomes part of your belief system. And so when you hear the stories, and if you watch these programs, it's really taken from a child at a very young age. There's no way they should have knowledge of the kind of things they talk about, whether it's the World Trade Center, knowing that they, you know, all this information about they died in that, or the Oklahoma City bombing, or World War II, or whatever the incident. There was one recently, and I think it was this past weekend, this kid said that he had to get back to Hollywood because he worked there. He had work to do, and they asked him if he was a writer. Well, first they asked him if he was an actor. He says, no, I don't like actors. And then he said, are you a director? No. Are you a writer? And he said, yeah. And he had these dreams, these nightmares of being crushed, I guess. And he kept saying his birthday was on June 26th when it wasn't. So they were able to go back and find on the internet. They asked him what movie he wrote, and I don't remember what movie it was, but he wrote a movie. I don't know if it was a screenplay. It might have been the screenplay for Gone with the Wind. I thought that's what it was. Now, he wasn't, of course, Margaret O'Brien, I think, was the writer of that initially, but maybe this fellow was, I thought his name was Harold or something like that. They go back in history, and they're able to find this man who wrote that screenplay. I don't remember. I just gave you an example. I don't remember what movie it was. And they're able to go back and research, and they found out he died when he was on his own farm and a tractor ran him over and crushed him. So here their boy's having these nightmares of being crushed. And then they find out, and the boy kept saying, my birthday's June 26th. And they found out this man who died, and it's quite a while ago, he was born on June 26th. So it's really cool, you know, those kind of things when you're able to go back and there's still some kind of history. Now, if you go back, if somebody remembers being alive before early 1900s, you're probably not going to be able to find anything out because our history just isn't that good. But if people were alive in this lifetime, in this last century, a lot of it, I'm sure, could be pinpointed. There's a story, and it's a really well-known story, even before they did this show. I actually ran this story in one of my earlier episodes, some audio that I got off the internet. Story about a boy who remembered being alive in World War II, and I don't have all the facts, and I don't remember exactly all the details, but he knew that he was like a pilot of a Corsair, and somehow they were able to track down his name and his family. And he even went and visited his sister, who was still alive at the time. Now, he was still very young. And now I think he's in his mid to late teens, this boy now. But he was like 7 at the time. But he had been writing about that stuff and drawing pictures of it ever since he was a kid and having nightmares about it, a very young age. And so it was really cool. It's one of those stories where they found some kind of connection and perhaps some proof. The mother believed him, but the father did not. And the father kept thinking there was an excuse until they found a picture of the man they believed that their son was, and he was standing next to a Corsair. They couldn't put proof that he'd flown a Corsair, and the son said, yeah, I flew a Corsair. So when they finally found that, the father started to believe. And to make a long story short, they had to bring him to the place where they think he was shot down so he could make peace with it, because he was so wrapped up in it. And he didn't want to get on with his life. He just was so wrapped up in who this other person was. So I am glad to see that there are programs out there that are exploring this, especially with children, because you know children are not going to make this up. Now, potentially, and I'm going to have a guest on coming up in April who might have an explanation as to why some people remember these things. Do you remember things from a previous time? Perhaps you lived that. Or is it that, and this makes sense to me, that we are picking up memories of somebody else's life? If all the thoughts that have ever been thought are out there, you know, it's all energy. You know, you're sending out a signal. Well, what if you had the ability to tap into those thoughts? I think we all do at some point. And so we could pick up somebody else's life. And maybe that would explain why we think we lived as them. But I just don't completely buy that, because I think the feelings and the memories that come with it, you know, why would you pick up on that? I mean, there may be another explanation. Maybe reincarnation doesn't exist. I'm a believer that it does. And I'm a believer that that's how we learn. How would you get it all in one time around? You know, and what is the purpose of doing that to begin with? And again, I go back to, you know, what I believe at my core, and that is we come here to experience life in a physical form. That is the main thing. Some people will say, well, we come, you know, God gives us an opportunity to be here so we can learn and then find our way back. And I always think, well, what's the purpose of that? I mean, come on, really. What is the purpose of going through all those hoops? Or, you know, if you believe in the biblical version, well, God created us and he wants us to do certain things and we can find our way. Why? You know, I don't understand that. If you're a loving being, like I believe God is, why would you make people go through all those things? Why? It's almost like dangling a carrot that they can't get in front of them. Sorry, you're never... And then at the very end, you can always cop out and say, but forgive me, God, and be accepted into heaven. Oh, forgive my sins, God, even if you don't mean it, as long as you say it, right? Is that how it works? That's like, you know, you could be a horrible person and you don't have to pay a price. And I think you do. I think that's what the law of cause and effect is, or karma. So you can repent all you want, but guess what? Somebody's keeping score, and they're not doing it to be mean. They're doing it so you learn. How else would you learn? And so I believe these laws were set in place by God or a divine being. And so this is how we can learn on our own, really, and become better beings. We're really here, I think, this is my opinion. You can disagree. You can write a note at the end of this, but we're here to learn how to love on a higher level. That's the way I look at it. We're always trying to achieve that, return to what we really are, what we came from. And so these different adventures that happen to us are really trying to teach us that. Or maybe we're teaching someone else to accept us because we're such an idiot. and they're going to try to accept us for who we are. You know, sometimes you can be a great teacher that way. So I'm amazed by the fact that LMN is doing these shows, and I think they're really fascinating. I thought I'd pass it on. Maybe you'll find it fascinating. And then also I noticed that they're going to be doing episodes, and I think it starts this weekend, with reincarnation, about regressing people back. You know, there's always the dramatic effect of TV, so I'm not real thrilled about that. But if you can get past that, they always feel like, we've got to make this entertaining and scary. It shouldn't be anything to be afraid about. It really should not. That's going to keep people from moving forward and exploring these things. I mean, that's what kept me for a while. I was afraid of that till I got to know it more, and then I started to realize it's not a big deal. Nothing really is. But when you have the dramatic music and the dramatic effect, like TV or movies like to do, because they want you to be drawn in emotionally, then you are maybe are afraid. And granted, people like to watch things to put a little fear in them, to give them, make them feel alive. So if that's the reason you're doing it, whatever. Maybe you're learning some things. That's all I care about. And I like to hear other people's stories because it just adds, it adds to the evidence of what already is, the truth. That's going on this Saturday at 10. Normally, the Ghost Inside My Child episodes run at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. I don't know how many of those they have. So I'm just excited that those, they're kind of on. I'm going to be watching some of that when I get a chance. Now, maybe not every week because I don't watch a lot of TV. There's not a lot that I'm really interested in. Also, I noticed that on the Science Channel, and maybe you've noticed this, they carry some really cool stuff, at least as far as I'm concerned, the unexplained, dealing with, last night I was watching a little bit about cattle mutilations, but I've seen that stuff already. But that really is pretty cool. I mean, what is that? What's going on with that? I've actually wanted to get that. They had a fellow on the show, and his name is Sukolowski, and he's a retired deputy sheriff or sheriff's deputy, and he goes around investigating. Well, I actually had some correspondence with him, and I was going to get him on the show, and he said, yeah, just let me know, and I tried to, and I haven't heard back. But I think it would be kind of interesting to find out what somebody thinks is going on, because these cattle mutilations still go on from all the time and out west. And if you don't live there, you don't hear about it, and you think, well, really. But something is going on, and it's got this ability, whatever is doing this, to remove all the blood, remove the eyes, the tongues, sexual organs. For some reason, they're boring out the anus. I mean, there's things going on that, why would they be doing that? And I've heard a couple of different explanations, and I certainly think, you know, I don't know the answer completely to it. A lot of people believe it's UFOs and aliens that are taking these, and why are they doing that? You know, you think if you're experimenting on something or doing, like, you know, dissecting lab or whatever, why would you take certain things? And then on top of that, wouldn't you, you know, after you've done a few, wouldn't that be enough? Okay, we did that, you know, like biology. And the thing is, this has been going on since the 50s, from what I know, maybe before then even. I know it's been happening all over the world, some countries more than others. So there's a couple of things. Some people say the government is doing it to keep track of certain diseases, and they don't want to let people know. So they come in at night and take these animals, go through all this stuff, and then return them. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense neither, but I think it's possible. I mean, anything is possible. So it's another mystery as to why this is going on. So hopefully someday I can get that fellow on my show, because I'd like to talk to him, or somebody that would like to talk about cattle mutilations. Maybe you know someone and you can let me know. Somebody that's going to be, I don't care if it's even a rancher that had the experience. I'd like to hear what they have to say. If you know someone, or if you know any kind of show you think would be interesting, I would like to hear about it. Please make sure to contact me if you can, if you don't mind doing that. Coming up next week, we're going to be doing another Joy of Union show. And again, you can check out her site, joyofunion.podbean.com. But we run the same show, and I'm kind of like the co-host. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Flo, who is she's connected with Joy in a lot of ways. Flo is Joy's given her. I don't want to lead too much into it, but they're really close, and they really are on a similar path, and they're part of a group called Soul Support Systems, which I've come to know and feel really good about, the group of people involved with that. So we're going to talk about that. But what we're also going to do with Joy's show is every week she wants to now feature, you know, not every week, we're only going to do the show a couple times a month, but she wants to feature, and this was kind of our idea that we came up with, why not go back in history and channel some of these amazing women? You usually hear about men, but you don't hear about women. And I know that a lot of people that probably listen to Joy of Union are probably women, which is great. I don't care what you are. If you're alien, whatever. If you're listening on another planet, male, female, neither, both, whatever the case may be. But you hear a lot about guys, but you don't always hear about the women. So our first one is going to be about Amelia Earhart. I believe that's the first one we're doing. And I always wondered what happened to her. Of course, she was an amazing lady to, you know, shortly after Lindbergh, here she is doing pretty much the same thing he was doing. And then she was going to travel around the world. And this was back in the 30s. And her plane disappeared. And they believe it may have been shot down or she ran out of gas. And I, you know, I'm curious about that. And so is Joy. So we're probably going to talk to Amelia's spirit and see what she has to say, because I think that'll be pretty fascinating. So that's some of the stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. And again, and like I said, I have a fellow coming on. I'm not sure quite when. He said sometime in April. He's written a book that a very scientific approach, but also seems like a very open approach. And he looks at several different teachings, philosophies. So I think it'll be interesting, because maybe he's like me. I think he's asking some questions. He's just doing it with all the scientific people. Me, I pretty much do it with all my own experiences and people that I know around me. And I'm not very scientific. At least I think I'm a little bit. I try to get, you know, some facts to back up. But it's my word or other people that I know, that I trust, that are sharing their story. And so how scientific it, we're never going to have 100% concrete evidence. You know, even but we, you know, what we talk about in the universe. There was recently just a discovery, I think today or yesterday, about how they think they have more evidence of how the Big Bang Theory worked. Scientists are all excited. And it's like, even then, you really don't know. A lot of it is speculation. So, like many things, you can't always prove it. And I tend to trust what's happened to me in my own life. And I tend to trust what I believe in my heart. And it didn't happen overnight that I came to this conclusion. It took a while. And now it's very comfortable. And I continue to challenge myself, and always will, to find out more. So we'll plan on doing a full show next time around. And I appreciate you listening. And if you have any comments or questions, let me know. Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.